From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a U.S. warning to Russia about Syrian airstrikes. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accuse Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage war campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial, with more such meetings expected in the coming days. At least 10 people were killed and 7 wounded in a shooting Thursday at a small community college in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon. The gunman was killed in a police shootout. Law enforcement officials have identified him as 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer. Authorities believe he was familiar with the Umpqua Community College campus. A few hours after the shootings, a visibly angry President Obama spoke at the White House, demanding the American people push Congress to pass what he called common-sense gun laws. Mr. Obama said Americans have become numb to what has become routine in the U.S., a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. Reports, according to VOA French to Africa service, say he received assurances he'd not be killed. This is VOA News.